I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 6. Running around the neighborhood pejorative. Jinx, I said the groom's a down on me cause he ate the rice. It was well intentioned but in bad advice. Hell yeah, 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 yeah.
We are back with another episode of House Sadness, the podcast. Welcome, everybody. We have a immediately special thing to get to here. We have a guest staying with us in House Sadness during this podcast. We'd like to introduce Mr. Casey Stoddard here with us today, unlike every other day.
Yeah. Wait.
Is that it? Oh,
whoa,
yes.
Clipping already. All right.
No, JK, LOL. We actually have Mr. Dan Cummins in the house.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me back in the house.
Yeah, returning guest.
Oh, yes. I was part of the first incarnation.
Yes.
Of the.
We got the revamp.
That was when it was like a house. It was like the shed sadness.
Oh.
Now it's full house.
Yeah. Yeah, we were even technically in a house, though.
Yeah.
That was true. Yeah, you guys were in that ecology-type house. So, yeah. Like,
It's done now.
The house is no more. Yeah,
no more.
Yeah, people are moving out.
Yeah, the owner sold it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
He should have done a while ago because it's.
I thought it got
gross. Condemned.
Legit, I was like that. Oh man, Stahura, the house that he lived in college, their house got condemned because they did an inspection. They had like 142 violations or something like that. Yeah, it was insane.
I feel like I lived in a few of those houses when I was in college. Yeah. Like the one I lived in senior year, definitely. We joked about it all the time. We're like, any inspector came in this place. I mean, we had mice running around and just holes in the walls.
Yeah. They had a room in the basement like that during parties. Like, like no one went in there. I was like, why does nobody go in there? He's like, oh, that's where people go to pee. And I was
Oh,
my God.
It was like a weird indoor-outdoor pee setting.
Yeah, I was like,
because you go in there and it's like just... sand.
Yep. Yeah.
And then water heaters and shit. Yep. And so you're just like
people are just,
it's like the robot's bathroom, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Using the litter box now.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Human litter box.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to House Sadness.
Man.
We got a new host, you know. New equipment. Yeah.
Like all the moistness around.
Oh yeah, we're surrounded by some moist.
So much moist.
We usually end up speaking of it, and then you know the hoops.
Yeah, the hoop is pretty fantastic.
Balling out of control.
I like that you guys are truly like enjoying the bachelorhood, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because that is one of those things definitely where it's like, and I get it, this is not like, oh, well, my wife wouldn't, I mean, it's just not practical.
No.
Like with my kids and the wife, if I was like, yeah, I'm going to get this big-ass basketball thing, she's like, where are we going to put that?
Right. Yeah.
Well, Kuban did not consult me in that purchase.
I did hear that, yeah.
And I was okay with it, though. I was okay with it.
Yeah. Well, that was one of those things that I was like, he's not going to be mad.
Yeah.
It's not going to show up, and I put it all together, too.
Yeah.
So you got the best of all worlds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I think I came back from a trip. And then got back from the airport. It was waiting for me.
Mm.
And he went out, probably on a date or something, or to beat up homeless people or something.
Yeah,
whatever
that's what
you
it was.
Do.
That's
and,
what I do.
And so I stayed in, and I love doing that shit, like the IKEA furniture and stuff. So I just put the whole thing together, and there's a couple parts that were kind of shitty, but I had it up. And then he came back home that night, and it's all just... tucked away in the corner, and I'm like making excuses for how this is the perfect spot and the feng shui and like
well, and you're like, well, like I looked and after I bought it, it went up $40, so like come on,
no,
like,
it went
it was
up
a good
like
idea.
150.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it was a good
actually,
yeah,
but
yeah, it was a good deal.
Yeah.
Wow,
I can't.
I'll make excuses for anything though. As soon as I get something in my head, I'm like,
new equipment,
I'm
man.
That.
Logo's looking solid.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
yeah, new logo. I got it tattooed on my leg too.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Nice new tattoo.
I never showed you that.
I think it was
from like a year or so ago.
Yeah, I think I have seen. Oh yeah. That's awesome, man.
That one's new.
So is the hot dog.
Yeah, well, then the hot dog.
And then I have little sprinkles of the shit that I've been doing to practice as well.
Above the hot dog. Oh, like the ingredients.
Deconstructed Coney dog.
Deconstructed Coney dog. Yeah. Now are you still practicing with the tattoo guy?
Yeah.
Have you tattooed anyone but yourself?
Yes.
Really?
A couple
people, right?
I tattooed my friend Melissa when I visited her in Austin.
Okay.
And I tattooed, who else did I tattoo? My friend Lauren. Who else?
Are you gonna? Would you ever get so into it that you'd want to become a tattoo artist?
No.
No,
because I mean, in the same realm as I really enjoy doing it, I'm not. I don't think I'm an artist enough that I would. I don't want to get too deep into this, but
yeah.
I mean, I understand why a tattoo artist would think somebody that is just trying to learn it is a piece of shit, you know. And so I also don't ever want to pretend to be something more than I'm not. And this is more just for me,
just for fun. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Any friends or whatever, and even then, I'm kind of like, I don't know, like. Keep it simple.
but do you do like the tattoo artists do, where you draw it on there first? You put it on
Okay. So well, I have like the stencil stuff and everything like
perfect.
That. Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't.
You're not winging it.
I don't think any of my buddies even would feel comfortable. Like
just you freehanding it.
Yeah. So what do you want to? What do you want? Like a watermelon?
Right. Portrait of your mother?
Yeah.
Full back piece?
I don't need to see a picture.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Describe her to me.
Yeah. Like a police sketch artist.
Yeah.
Is this it?
You do this?
No.
No.
Not even close. Did you go to school for this? No. Not at all.
Oh, man.
That's great.
So yeah. Your mom is not a short Ugandan woman. tall Dutch woman. Oh.
Also, is that that's what that was supposed to be? That was supposed to be Ugandan? Is that?
Yeah. Looks like Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, it's Charlie. It is Charlie.
Surprise.
It's Charlie in a wig.
You know what? I really pulled the football out from underneath you with that tattoo.
Hey, there you go.
Boom. We're cooking.
Lock that one up. Just close it out. Moving on after that.
Yeah,
it's done. Segment is done.
Put a stamp on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just for fun and
yeah.
And honestly, it's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I thought having a machine around would make me want to give myself a ton more.
Yeah, you've been pretty. Yeah. You've been showed pretty some loud. Restraint. Yeah. I've been proud of you.
I've tattooed way more grapefruit than I have my own body.
That's true.
Or other
people's.
Okay. Like a ton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
I think you just practice on your dick and balls.
Well, here's
that's when you practice the freestyle.
That would actually probably help with the depth of the needle. You don't want to.
Oh boy!
You don't want to cause yourself too much pain. There.
You don't want to have a heavy hand on your stroke.
Oh my gosh! Whoa. Yeah. So, what are you into tattooing, or you just have a black penis? Well, you know, it's a little of both.
Oh man!
I was born half black. Penis.
I've been subtitling a bunch of prison shows at work. And there's these two guys that they tattooed their the whites of their eyes.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
In prison?
Yeah. And they got written up for it, so they got like more time. But yeah, like they just like they took pens and they made it either like red or blue. But yeah, they just like
and wrote on their own eyeballs.
Yeah, completely like except like
it didn't make them blind or anything. You can actually do that?
No, yeah, you can do that. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
like people black out the whole thing.
Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they did it with like a staple.
See,
shit.
That's
yeah.
more fucked up, because you told me about that, and I was like, I've been seeing pictures of these people getting their eyes blacked out and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
it looks creepy designed. As shit, man.
But when you're doing it in prison?
Yeah.
The staple? And I love that you're getting more time for that. Like, what are you in for? Well, originally murder, but now staple tattoo in my eyeball.
these ribbons in my eyes. Says fart under my iris here.
What? That has to be like. Look, I like tattoos. I want to get some more here soon, and I have plenty. I don't know. I have five or six or something. But and it's fun. But when you go to like blacking out your eyeballs and that, at what level does it become just true like self hate?
Yeah,
where it's like you have ostracized. Like what?
Oh yeah,
you're
totally.
A felon. And you have black eye, creepy as fuck eyes.
Yeah.
What are you going to do once you get out?
Yeah.
I think you are not thinking of your future in a rational way whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, totally.
At that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they
were
like...
You're full fuck it at that point.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, both of them were like, well, we're just sitting around like, what hasn't been tattooed before? And they're like, we want to be the first. Well,
that's even crazier, though, too. Yeah. Like, because I feel like I understand the dude who's just like... Fuck it. This is what I
fuck
am.
Everything.
I'm not going to get the. Yeah. I'm not a normal person. I'm not going to get the normal person job. But then you got the cats who are just like bored.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, fuck. And like, we're in jail.
Yeah.
What hasn't been tattooed before? And inside of the anus and eyeballs.
Right. Oh, my God. What a moron is a criminal, too, though, where it's like. Like you couldn't make it easier for people to identify you.
Oh yeah.
It's like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, when you get out and commit a crime, like who did it? I don't remember a lot, but he had black eyes like a fucking alien. He had alien eyes.
Can we get a lineup of just people with all black eyes?
Oh, just one guy?
Oh,
just the guy who did it? Okay.
Yeah, you're not looking at like a map of what, like you look at like a map of sex offenders and it's like chicken pox. You look at
it's
black eyes. Yeah. Oh, there he is.
We have one in Chicago. We have one in Minneapolis.
We got Peter.
And one in Sarasota, and that's it.
The only way you can,
one,
like,
one of those three guys.
The only way you could, like, maybe get away with it is if you lost one of your eyes. And you're like, no, you said two black eyes, one black
right,
eye.
Right.
Different.
Right.
Not
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're looking
yeah.
for another guy. I don't know what you're talking about. It's a different guy.
Or it's just guys in there that have black eyes, like bruises around their eyes. And it's like, not really what I meant, clearly. Him right, right, right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just got hit. It's
but now that I'm here, I do want to talk to you about my wife.
Yeah.
You got to get her off me.
I meant to call a week ago.
Oh, boy.
She's strong.
She's a strong woman.
Well, speaking of strong women.
Oh, that's a great transition, buddy.
I think we should get to our opening okay. here mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. of our annual lists or how you would say, help me, somebody here.
Scroll.
Scroll.
Our stroll through.
Scroll. Yeah.
Our
I was thinking of a larger a list. Of,
I got you. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, let's add a couple more names to our scroll.
Never ending. I like it.
Wouldn't fuck me.
I like that one. That was a good one. We might have to grab that. I like that. Yeah. That was good. Changing it up. Well, I kind of feel bad because these are pretty fucking crass.
Are they?
Go yeah. for it. Crass it out.
Well, like we were talking before, like, okay. All right, whatever. But this will make sense to Jacob. But this first wouldn't fuck me is the girl with the fat ass who's protesting. She wouldn't fuck me.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I made a million men march on her tits.
Oh, hey, okay, there
okay.
you go.
Okay, some good wordplay. Okay, yeah.
Wait, funnier than the actual thing. We're driving to the show yesterday, and so I'm driving, and he's just on his phone, and out of nowhere, I can't remember if this is paraphrasing. Out of nowhere, I just hear, oh, fat ass on this girl at the protest. Yeah. And like... out of anything I could have expected him to say at the end of, oh, big fat ass.
Sure, sure.
On this girl, I would have never thought.
At the protest.
At the protest. So it's definitely one yeah. that I think the wording was a little different. It punched yeah. a little harder, but
yeah.
holy shit. Yeah, that was a fun one.
It was good when in the car.
I have a vivid memory of it, so I'm a fan. All right. Do you happen to have some wooden fuck me's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
do you want me to do one?
Sure, do it up.
Yeah.
Billy Baldwin wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I offered him Alex's career.
Oh, all right.
Isn't he like a crazy conservative like talk show host now?
Billy Baldwin is?
Yeah.
Or he's doing a talk show?
Yeah.
I get confused. Him and Steven's careers confuse me.
It might be Steven.
Steven.
Yes,
that sounds like
that's
Steven.
That's who it is, yeah.
Because Billy was great in The Usual Suspects,
yeah.
And then I don't know what he's been up to since.
That's true.
That's been a while.
Jacob? I know you keep
tabs on
him.
He's been in some B-movies, but I like him.
I think he's been in some weird B-movie I think I've probably seen him in, but I mix the other Baldwins up way too much.
He's an interesting, like, I always kind of feel bad for those guys where it's like, compared to the average actor in Hollywood, he's a name. He has done things. Like, he has been in movies. So he has, like, he's, you know, objectively, like, a great career that way. But you're Alec Baldwin's little brother.
Right.
Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin has had a much better career. I think of some guys like, what is it? There's Peyton Manning,
mm-hmm.
Eli Manning, but then there's a third Manning.
Yeah.
Cooper.
There's
Cooper Manning.
Yeah, yeah. He's just a lawyer or whatever,
yep,
right?
Exactly. And it's like, these are my three sons. This is Super Bowl winner, Peyton Manning. This is Super Bowl winner, Eli Manning. And this is my, he's a mid-level accountant at Anderson and Jennings. This is Coop. Just, you know, just such a.
Well, he's got the best sports name out of all of them too.
Cooper,
yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I like
come
that,
on, man.
And I think Cooper was the oldest actually, which made it more set
really?
In that comparison. I think, and he played. He was a receiver in college football, I think. And then I don't know what. But again, like, he was that guy where it's like, man, if I had played wide receiver in college football,
yeah,
I'd be like, that's fucking pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then if my older brother was like 2-time Super Bowl winner,
it's like, oh no,
man, sorry.
No, you're good.
My buddy Charlie, his dad was a kicker at Ole Miss.
Okay.
And until recently, do you watch college football?
Not really, but I'm familiar.
Yeah, Penn State had this kicker. He was like 5'8" and he's like 250.
Yeah.
Like, Until then, my buddy's dad was on record as the fattest college kicker ever.
Hilarious. Yeah. He had this weird record.
Yeah, yeah. And he was actually pretty good. He kicked a couple of years for the Broncos and shit too. Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. NFL.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know what the difference is? Like how far off he was in weight?
No, I don't. I should look it up.
I'm curious if it was like 15 or more like a
but the guy who beat him 100 was fucking fat.
Oh, okay.
So fat.
So the guy that came in and won was more so.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
But yeah. Great record to have, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Any record.
Yeah.
Now are we doing do we do two?
We do two.
Yeah,
okay.
Two.
So another round. Okay.
Okay. So let's do Amy Adams.
Oh. Mm. I was thinking about her.
Yeah, the this girl that I went to school with, not the actress.
Oh, I think of the actress.
No, I'm just kidding. It's the actress. Okay.
She really peaked in middle school.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Amy Adams wouldn't fuck me. Not even if my favorite cereal was Cinnamon Toast Muff.
Oh. I like it.
It's a point to the Galifianakis thing. Yeah, Amy Adams wouldn't fuck me. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was Jimi Hendrix. Because he plays flaming things with his teeth.
Okay. Oh.
There you go. Oh, that was good. That was good.
Okay.
And also, it's a rumor. I know he lit his guitar on fire, but I was trying to like...
Him and Stevie Ray Vaughan did it as well. Stevie Ray Vaughan, for sure. I've seen footage of Stevie Ray Vaughan lighting his guitar on fire.
Playing it with his teeth?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He was playing it behind his head, you know, all kinds of crazy shit. And then at one point, he just set it on fire on the ground. And then he was like plucking it, you know, hitting it, still little strings.
Okay. Well, hey, not even if
I think I've seen the footage of Hendrix doing that, but I don't think he was playing it. He was going like, I've seen that.
Like summoning beasts or demons. Well, either way, Stevie Ray,
Jimmy.
Fire crotch jokes, pretty much, is what it was. So
I'm all on board with those.
Go ahead, Saturday.
My last one, it's a repeat, but whatever.
Okay.
It's Nikki Brix. She's a suicide girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
yeah.
Nikki Brix wouldn't fuck me. Not even if she was a brick. And I'm drowning slowly in her vaginal secretions.
Oh!
I thought Ben Folds?
Ben Folds. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I love Ben Folds. About abortion, right?
No, she had an orgasm during abortion.
Oh,
you know?
Those my God.
Those are real, too, right?
I think, depends on what type of tool they used to get rid of it.
I had trouble thinking these up, but my next one was just...
Sorry.
Dolly Parton wouldn't fuck me, not even if I offered to use Kenny Rogers' dick.
Hey.
I don't know if it makes any sense, but it made me laugh in my head.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like it when you're like...
I enjoy it.
She's like, you know what, Dan, not tonight. And you're like...
What if I use Kenny Rogers'
bring
dick?
Bring Kenny in. Bring Kenny's
still
dick in.
No. Yeah. Still no.
Wait, you bring in full Kenny in or just his dick? Just his dick.
Maybe.
Listen, Dan. Yeah.
Bring it in and let's think about it.
You got to know when to hold them, know when to hold them, right? Yeah. Fuck you, Dolly.
Know when to hold them, know when to insert them.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right, last one, fuck me here. It's Alanis Morissette.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. She,
I used to have a crush on her.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had one hand in her skin pocket. And the other one,
Jesus.
And the other one was giving her a high five.
Nice.
Yeah. Skin pocket. I haven't heard that one.
Me neither. I like that.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she had a baby and I cut it out.
Yeah.
Because the blowjob to Joey.
Yeah.
And then she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I went down on her in a theater.
That's nice.
Oh, and then
we usually don't wear shirts in this podcast.
I might take mine off.
Go for it.
He's got so fucking hot.
Yeah,
it happens.
I was thinking about turning the AC on, but it's very noticeable.
You think
unfortunately.
So?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to turn that overhead fan on,
yeah, let's do that during the break.
I'm probably gonna shirt off too because I'm started.
Uh-oh, I gotta keep up the podcast. This is always bad.
Cut it out.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Better.
Out, yeah.
It's like we're getting. I feel like a drum circle could break out here soon. Dudes, and sweat.
Oh, speaking of girls who wouldn't fuck us, let's pop these shirts off.
Let's check these prostates, boys. Let's go. There we go. Oh, we haven't used any sound effects yet. I'm disappointed in myself.
You do you have another one, Casey? Is that what you're getting ready for?
No, I thought we were getting ready for the
next round of.
Yeah, we're gonna take. We're actually.
I'm more excited for the next one. I'm more prepared.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm more prepared.
Yeah. Nice. This is a staple of House Sadness, the podcast. We start up every episode, just reminding everybody just how many people there are that will not fuck us.
Okay. Okay.
Ever.
Yep. Yeah.
And so we are going to take a quick commercial break of 60 seconds of anti-drug song called Straight Up from the 90s.
Life is more important than material things. You don't need all the gold and the diamond rings. Yeah, you make a lot of money and you make it fast. You get busted, you going straight to a jail cell, man. What's going on? Police are getting serious. I don't mean to diss, but you gotta get out of this. Straight up, man. It's a known fact. It ain't enough money that can get your life back.
Straight up, freeze. Straight up, straight up, freeze. Straight up.
With these drugs, you wanna make a lot of money and be a thug. You want these fancy cars to flaunt your money, but then you go to jail like all the other drugs. Straight up, it ain't cool. You know it ain't safe. Soon you got a 9mm in your face. It's a game you can't win, so don't try to play. Let's spread the word from New York to L.A.
We're here to tell you that drugs are for suckers. Straight up,
straight up, police.
Oh, just ending it strong on police. Yeah. There are so many of those anti-drug songs, like these weird hip-hop rap songs, which is very, it's just very funny. I haven't checked out this new show, but it's called like Powder. What's the new one about cocaine or whatever? Because there's a whole thing of like the government introduced cocaine
or something fall, right?
Yeah,
the one on FX.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's just always very funny to have a hip hop element to an anti drug.
Oh thing. Yeah,
very
yeah.
Strange, but yeah, that was. I mean, for anybody listening, don't listen to that
don't
song.
Do,
it's bad.
Yeah,
but do all the no drugs song.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, okay. All right, we're back, and we
getting in that pussy hole.
We're back with a favorite sound effect.
Yes.
But in our break, we were toweling off and also kind of going over some things here. I've just constantly, this is something that happens. We talk about it on the podcast all the time. But I just feel like every day I just have these songs going through my head, and I can't ever figure out the title of these songs. I don't know
I hear you.
Where they're from, if this is like childhood stuff. I have certain lyrics down.
Okay.
But I just can't. I can't put a finger in it. You know, it's just not. It's just, it just doesn't go in.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys.
Give an example.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah. So I've got this one that I just can't. I can't figure out. It's shit. How does it go? It's like come on, my dad, from a car, or maybe climb up a tree like a bird, squirt it out like a turd from your bee.
I think that was the original. That was like the first take of "Come as You Are" for Nirvana.
Really?
I think so.
You know what? That makes sense.
I think it's slightly different lyrics, but I think the melody was solid.
Okay. I knew it sounded familiar.
Right.
Because, okay. Is that, I mean, do it sounds familiar, right?
No.
It doesn't to you at all? Okay.
No, I liked it. Yeah.
Okay. No, okay. Nirvana, Come As You Are.
Yeah.
I wonder why they changed. Why'd they change those up? I mean, because those are vivid. Also, where'd I hear the bootleg?
Right, probably like an early recording.
Yeah.
Maybe an early Sub Pop kind of like demo.
I'm just. It must be one of those things you hear about when you're younger. You just are imprinted. Because I was three.
Yeah.
You know? And it stuck with me.
Yeah,
that,
really.
You know?
It really held.
I probably was listening to it with my dad.
Yeah.
Casey looks like he has one. He looks like he's ready to turn into a songbird. Getting close to the mic there.
Sure. Yeah.
Change his posture a little bit. Yeah. Kind of got that the leg out just for a second, like that lead singer leg.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start dancing pretty soon. No, I'm. I don't know what to go with. I think one of them I shouldn't do.
Okay.
So I'll tell you off mic.
Oh, for sure. Okay. All right.
But let's. Well, this is the early round, so this is more of a limerick. I think Jacob can help me with this one, especially.
Yeah.
It's something like one fish, starfish, red fish, tarfish.
Oh. Is like that a song?
That's like a Dr. Seuss.
That's a Dr. Seuss thing. Okay. Yeah, Dr. Seuss.
I think my stepdad knows that, read that book to me when I was...
Interesting.
When I was younger, yeah.
You in your teens?
Yeah, when I was in my teens. Did we talk about this on the other cast? The tarfish thing?
I think so. No, I don't think so.
So my stepdad was in town recently.
Oh, yeah. You told him about the hot dog roller.
Yeah,
he told me about the hot dog roller that he enjoyed.
Yeah, he had to have those before he left. Yeah. And he was very happy he did. But when he first got in, he ended up getting a hotel over off of Beverly.
Okay.
So he was right by the Grove and the tar pits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we walked over to the tar pits, and we're sitting outside the big one, and he's just like walking. He walks up, and he's just like, oh, wow, man, this is crazy, like talking. And then there's like a silence that we're just both like thinking about the craziness of this all and how insane it is. And then these bubbles come up. Have you been there before?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh,
yeah, and the huge bubbles come up, which are very reminiscent back home. Every time you see that, a fish is probably jumped.
Oh, yeah.
So these bubbles come up.
Starfish.
Yeah, and he just goes, oh, my God, what was that? And I just go, starfish. And he goes, holy shit, really? They have those? And then I just like looked at him and was like, he was like, God damn it. Like,
that's hilarious. Yeah. What? Just tarfish?
How
do you catch those? Yeah.
I was like, no, the whole thing is everything dies in here. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's a tarfish.
I do love those moments where you realize in hindsight that if you would have just left it, like who knows how long they would have believed it. I can think of the one I regret most in my life. I was... old buddy of mine, like old agent of mine, we were doing some college conference in Lancaster, this is years ago, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and then we're driving back to the airport together, and that's like Amish country, and we're talking about Amish people, and all of a sudden, as we're talking to Amish people, we see a whole bunch of hot air balloons, okay. And he was like, oh man, check out all those balloons, and I was like, well yeah, we're in Amish country, and he's like, what? I'm like, well they can't fly, they drive, he's like, that's how they get around the country, is hot air balloons. And he was like, he bought it. He was like,
oh,
really?
God.
Oh, wow. And I was like oh, that, yeah. Oh. And then after like 5 seconds, I was like, I'm fucking with you. And then I was so mad at myself because he totally, I'm like, how many years would he have gone forward just telling people like, well, yeah, they know the Amish, the buggies, and then, you know, the balloons too. Yeah.
Can't do electricity. Balloons.
They can't do electricity. They got to fire a balloon around.
Oh, that's so good.
And the phone call you would have gotten when one of his friends, because there's so many people that won't say shit.
Yeah.
They won't say anything. And someone will be like, yeah, you know, it's the hot air balloons thing. And they're like, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Okay. Dan, talk to somebody on Rumspringa. Yeah. Turns out you're an asshole.
Yeah, they just let you be like stupid.
Oh, yeah.
But then the one person who's like, what the fuck are you talking?
Sure.
Hot air balloons. Like, what are you what are you saying? And then all of a sudden, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. Hey, Dan, fuck you, buddy. Like,
Oh, yeah. It is funny with that stuff where it's like, I've mispronounced words for so many years. I'm like, why wouldn't anyone?
Oh.
I remember one time, like gestures, you know, like you make a gesture.
Uh-huh.
I said it for a good 30 years as gesture. I was like, yeah, you need to make some gestures and stuff. And no one corrected me until finally. And I'm like, I've been saying that for over like for 30 years. Like,
I wonder if they thought you were trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah. Okay.
Like guesstimating something.
That's got to be a game, right?
Guesstimating. Yeah, I got a song in my head as well.
Let's hear it.
I feel like it may be like a classic Rocky type song.
Okay.
It's something I know the melody. I'm positive about the melody. It's like a, you don't know me, but I'll make you pay. Gonna take you to the toilet stall. It's gonna be rough for a while now. You think you died and went to hell. Flu, doo doo doo. Gonna make a mess of your butthole now. Flu, doo doo doo. Vomit into it, shooting out of both ends now. Throwing up on the street, throwing up on the street. Shitting last night's meat, shitting out last night's meat. Throwing. Oh.
Is it something? You know, I've got to say, it sounds way too familiar.
Yeah, is it? I think the name of the song is Shitting Out Last Night's Meat.
Shitting Out Last Night's Meat.
But
see, now, I feel like I feel it.
Right.
More than I fully remember it.
Right.
Like, I feel like I have very painful, vivid memories of the lyrics themselves.
Sure.
But I can't put my finger in the title of the song.
Yeah, me neither.
I think.
I'm sorry.
Is it Doobie Brothers Taking It to the Streets?
Oh, my gosh. Is it? Okay. See,
that's not who I was
gonna
guess.
Is definitely either shitting out last night's meat or taking it to the streets.
Okay. That makes more sense. Like
the, and it's either the Butthole Sisters or the Doobie Brothers.
See, okay. Well, that, all right. Well, that's, I'm glad you said that because that's what I was going to say.
Right.
I mean, like, this is where my head is going. It's the Butthole Sisters. I was going to say Surfers, and then I'm
like, I wish there was a band named the Butthole Sisters.
The Fister Sisters.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the Butthole Sisters opening up for the Butthole Surfers?
Oh my God!
So much butthole in one bill.
Too much.
They're the two family members in the Buttholes who don't surf.
Right.
It's Jim, Steve, and Garrett Butthole.
Right. Right.
They all surf. Butthole Surfers.
Right,
they've created
right.
the family band. But Rebecca and Anastasia, they don't surf.
They don't surf.
Butthole
but
Sisters.
They're sisters. Yeah. They're butthole sisters.
And they married the
and they yodel.
They married the Doody Brothers.
Oh, so long, Johnson.
I agree.
I don't know. It's crazy though. That kind of thing, you know, you just can't ever. It's because to be honest, I even after you said the title, your lyrics sound way more familiar than
shitting out last night's meat. Shitting out last night's meat. Picking on the street. Picking on the street.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cleaning it out your sheets.
Yeah, flu.
Casey,
you want me to go?
Do you still have do you have any in your
head?
Yeah,
I got some more, yeah.
Yeah, go for it, buddy. I know I've got a
I got a classic rock song shitting around in my head too.
Yeah,
just the chorus though. It's something like dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Too much dick in my pants.
Oh,
you know, when you like stick your hand in your back pocket, and you're like, oh, dick.
You know what? I know exactly what that is. It's
in your back pocket.
Yeah, you're like,
so much dick, like it's wrapped around your
guys.
Hip.
Come on, man. Why am I wearing these pants again? Warm yesterday.
That's when you know got dirty. Too much dick. When you know how some guys will adjust, they'll put their hand in the front pocket and like move around. Yeah. When you have to put your hand in your back pocket and adjust, that's when you have way too much dick.
Yeah. Yeah, we've all been there.
What are you doing? Right. What are you doing? Picking out of your ass? No, I'm adjusting my dick. Would you mind?
What are you picking your seat? Remember that old joke?
No.
Is it hanging to the left? No, it's wrapped around the back.
It's hanging 360.
Yeah, maybe the first loop, but the
I got it wrapped around my right and left leg, if that's what you were curious about.
You never heard that thing? You go into the movies? No. Then why are you picking your seat?
No.
You've never... you heard that?
Oh, I haven't heard that. That's just... I know my kids pick their buttholes.
Yeah, that's what, like, people... That's what, like...
You
sometimes.
Got a new thing.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to the movies? What, Dad? Were you picking your seat?
Finding your jujubes?
Yeah. It'd be great if I said that, and then my daughter was like, shut the fuck up.
And add an old man to it, too, just because it's some crazy old parent saying,
shut the fuck up.
What did you say? I'm picking my ass. Do you mind?
It itches. You never had an itch, you piece of shit?
Well, you're in this old, your ass doesn't itch.
Maybe you wiped it better when I was younger. Wouldn't have these problems.
Yeah, if you taught me how to wipe better.
Yeah,
parents need to teach how to wipe better.
My daughter still has like the last traces of the little girl voice.
Oh.
But we let the kids like swear, like they just have to ask for it. They can't like be willy nilly sailors. But we just like whenever they ask, we're like, sure, go ahead. And Lindsay, my wife, and then Monroe, my daughter, they were messing with our dog the other day, just like playing with that thing of like if you do the right tone, it doesn't matter, they'll come to anything.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, you know, because we're always like, Penny, come here. And she gets so excited and she runs. So then it was like, idiot, come here. And then it devolved into eventually Monroe, my daughter, was like, motherfucker, come here. Motherfucker, come here.
Oh, she's still got the little girl voice.
That's so
cute.
So good. That's a good system. I think. I don't know. I'm never going to have kids, but, you know.
Yeah, I like they got to ask, you know, permission to swear. That's the question they ask.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, what if you're not in the mood? You've had it.
Right.
And you're like,
ah. Nah, it's, well, sometimes I will say no, because sometimes it'll be like, you know, it's a little much because they're excited about the words. Oh. I'm like, no, we've heard enough.
Just like jacked up. Okay, what is it?
One day. Okay. And sometimes it's funny, they don't even understand like the tone and stuff. I remember Kyla, we were playing Monopoly as a family.
He was taking risks.
and he's like, permission to swear, because like Lindsay, my wife, had just like owned him on some move. and he's like, oh, what was that, bitch?
Oh boy.
And we were like, we did give you permission, but Still a bit much. I was a bit strong.
You're like, oh, you gotta,
oh boy.
You rein it in.
I guess this is where you learn, yeah.
Oh, he was so embarrassed. But we were just like, whoa, okay. You bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
You got one there? You got another one, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
I got a couple more if you don't.
I've got this one. I don't know. I know it was. I feel like it was one of my dad's, my stepdad's favorite artists.
Okay.
It's a rock and roll legend, I'm pretty sure. And it's something like, you can't fuck a tire. You can't fuck a tire inside a park. You're filled with desire. And it's because your name is Clark. Something like that. I think Adam Sandler parodied.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he parodied this car on SNL. At one point.
I think it's getting fingered on a lark.
Yeah. That was the second part of the song.
Playing a lot of double dare games, took in it a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you're fingering on a lark. it's Dancing in the Dark.
Ooh.
Bruce Springsteen. It's not fingering on a lark. Or
you can get those confused though.
What do you think it was? What was it again?
You can't fuck a tire.
Can't fuck a tire.
You can't fuck a tire inside a park.
I think. Oh God. Bob Seger wrote "Can't Fuck a Tire" in the dark.
Oh, yeah. See, I always get them mixed up. And it's
like a rock.
It's because your name is Clark.
No, you can't fuck a
can't
rock
fuck
either.
A tire in the dark.
A little too tall. Could have used a few inches to fuck that tire. Goddamn tire! Fucking piece of shit. I'll get you next time, you bitch.
What's that, Seeger? Yeah. Seeger off mic.
He's salty, man.
Just going off permission to swear.
Yeah.
I'll get you next time, you bitch.
Down on motherfucking Main Street. Whoa.
His production company's the only reason Seeger is like tame.
Right.
It's like, all right, we're going to have to cut out the motherfucking and
that'd be great if all
but
of
then
his,
it's just called Down on Main Street.
Sorry. All of his songs are just like the actual takes, the original takes are just just completely laced with profanity. They just had great editors and mixers.
Talk about the motherfucking night moves, ladies.
Yeah.
Just going off. Sorry, I interrupted.
Just crazy lyrics. Night moves. Punching that pussy. And then whatever. What? Punching the pussy? I'm Bob fucking Seger.
Yeah, I'm going to say whatever I want. I'm famous.
Everyone knows I fuck.
Everybody's been writing your lyrics the whole time. We all have to pick up after you.
Oh, boy. What do you think? One more?
I think I got one more that's been really bothering me a lot. Do you have any?
Yeah, I got one.
You hit me with one. I'll finish.
Okay.
This is off, unless you also let us know.
I went just with the solo flu song.
Awesome.
That was good.
It was a floozy. Yeah, it's actually a word, so it doesn't really work in changing it up. Keep going.
I liked it. this is like a 90s song. It's something like
feel free to push whatever you'd like as well.
Look at all those great buttons.
We got a lot. Oh, the next one is all farts, I believe.
Oh, and this there's so much to play with here. Just I just was
Oh.
Oop, okay.
Oh yeah, Casey does that all the time.
Nope.
Bruh.
There we go.
Okay. Tough bruh.
Yeah.
See, that's a pesky bruh.
We have so many on here that like you really gotta be like,
what you doing in that trunk?
What you doing in that trunk?
That's great. Oh, where's the It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll just get going so we can wrap up. It's a 90s song. It's like, do you believe I shouldn't be pissing blood? I can feel something inside me say, I don't think we should fuck our butts now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that took an interesting twist.
I know.
Yeah.
A little.
You know what? An interesting but cautious twist, if I might add, you know? You don't want to. It sounds like there's some UTIs maybe going on. You don't want to add it to it, right?
Yeah. I mean, usually if there's blood, you're not being careful.
Yeah, I know. It's not a UTI.
In general.
Yeah.
You're just not being careful.
Yes.
I think that's. What was that? What's that lady's name? It's like three names.
I think it's like. Yeah. At least three.
Names. What was the melody again?
Do you, wait, you want me to sing the song over?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you believe I shouldn't be pissing blood? I can feel something inside me say I really think we should.
Do you have it?
But I
can't remember who that is.
It's at least like a 3 or 4 named person. Yes. You know how you know the people that like get
you know what?
Share Bear
Care Bear.
Share Bear Care Bear.
The lady from Stuck on You.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. See, this is why we do this together.
What's Share the name Bear, of the what's the name of the band? Share Bear Care Bear?
Share Bear Care Bear. Yeah, it's a
European band?
It's like European.
It's like ABBA, but you
ABBA.
ABBA Dabba Do. Oh.
That was at one point. It could have broken either way. It's like Share Bear Care Bear or ABBA. Yeah. Like either one of them could have went, and then just ABBA got the
slot.
ABBA,
yeah, well, ABBA's an acronym, obviously.
Stands for Share Bear Care Bear. Yeah. It's like it doesn't seem like it does, but it's because it's Swedish, and so it's, you know, if you translated it, it's Share Bear Care Bear.
Yes.
Also, didn't really know how to do acronyms very well. They didn't.
Right.
They also didn't understand. They just liked the way they sound.
Yep.
Like, what does ABBA stand for?
Share Bear Care Bear.
Yes. We're gonna give you this. We're gonna give you this one.
All right. They can kiss my fat vagina.
Well, that's something we all say. All right, I think I got one more here that it's just in I don't like it. Like it too soft. Didn't expect that, did you?
Yeah, I didn't. I expected just someone saying that phrase. Not I didn't. The bass drop threw me.
Yeah, there's a. Come harder just because. There's a couple that are got a lot of a lot of harmony,
got some pop to it.
Fifth harmonies in them.
What's this? Got some pop? I like it a little rough. Oh my.
It's Fifth Harmony. It's clips from that band that not a lot of people have heard of.
Oh, I found it. Okay. That's
the best. Yeah. Those ones fit just in general with anything. What's that one song that's like It goes something like
it's just the best.
It never gets old, like at all. Seriously,
I got like 6 of them too. I got in trouble in 6th grade for like doing that in my classes. And my teacher, Miss Pearsall, was like, "God damn it, Casey!"
Knew exactly that it was you. That's always the fun shit. If you knew someone who did like one thing and you wanted to get Casey in trouble, you could just be like,
fucking stutter.
I know you're only good for one thing in this world, and it's this.
The Lorraine stutter thing. Yeah. All right. Well, what do you guys think? I think I'm always going to have some in my head.
Yeah.
You know, do you guys want to hear this one? Or
sure.
Do you
one more. Last one.
All right. Last one here. It's like, I've seen wetter gaze, been the star of many plays. I've seen wetter gaze, and the bottom pulls out.
Ooh, why does the bottom pull out?
I don't know. That's why I thought it was weird. I always thought this song was
real absurdist. That
very
one.
Strange. Yeah. I don't know what kind of position you got to be in to be a bottom
it's
and
like
have the ability to pull out. Yeah,
human centipede.
Yeah. I've seen wetter gaze, been the star of many plays. That
like Angels in America.
I will never actually. I'll never remember that the name of that band, but I do remember the real song. It's like what it was their only song.
Yeah. I wanted to say it was Depeche Mode, but that's not it.
No, Depeche Mode had a bunch of good songs.
It's not. There's like three bands that always just songs. Like lumped together. It's,
this one's in this song is in that Eagle Eye Cherry era.
Yes. Oh,
and like Fastball.
Oh yeah, Fastball's
like,
the shit.
There was like a run of 2 years where bands' careers lasted like 4 months.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah.
It was like a series of like Eve Six, you know, Eagle Eye Cherry, Fastball, and then like a whole bunch of them.
SR-71.
And then all these ones just went, and then just went away as quickly as they came up.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to know?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I don't know.
Okay,
that's the point.
Okay. No, I'm just
Citizen King.
Oh, I would never.
Citizen
got
King,
that.
Another one of those bands, right? Yeah. In that
never
wheelhouse.
Would have got that ever. That,
what, like late '90s, right?
Yeah,
I think Sublime might have covered it.
Really?
Huh?
Who's that other Sublime-esque band that I always think is Sublime, but it's not?
John McEnroe.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, shit. That's it.
That's
right?
Not Sublime, though.
No.
That's the band I was thinking of, though. Who is that?
Yeah, that's Citizen
King.
Citizen King.
Yeah, okay. Wait, no, no, oh, never mind. No, it's, yeah. it's someone
else. It's wedded gays.
And then there was that, like, there was Eve 6. Oh, God, what was that?
Empty inside.
Yeah, empty inside.
My pussy and my purse.
And your purse.
And then there was the Last Call type song was another one of those bands where it was like...
Semisonic,
yeah. Another one.
Yeah, yeah, they had that. The
bar, they played in bars still.
Yeah.
Sammy Chan, kind of left. What was the.
No, that's Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, it just reminded me of the
closing
time.
Oh.
A new beginning.
From
ends
some
up.
Other man's butt. Yeah, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, that's a human centipede right there.
Yeah,
every new beginning.
We talk a lot about butts.
Yeah.
All three of us.
Welcome to. Yeah.
All three of us. Usually I'm the one guy talking, saying butt too much. And now it's like, now I feel like I'm like, wow, these guys talk about butts more than I do.
Yeah, it's a butt-heavy so podcast.
You're like, so much butt.
You're like, oh, shit, I got to step up my
house
butt
of butts.
Game. Yeah.
It's house of buttness.
House buttness.
House buttness.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and it's actually a longer break than usual. It's 145 seconds of the hottie and the naughty.
Class, we have a new student today.
You never forget your first love.
Her name is Christabel.
Just ask Nate Cooper. 20 years later.
Aren't you Christabel Abbott? I think we went to school together.
Nate Cooper.
He's getting a second chance.
So what is it that you do these days?
I am a personal trainer.
You should check out my gym. My roommate and I are going there this afternoon for yoga. You want to come?
Yeah.
But the only way to get her...
Hey, Cooper.
...is to get past...
You remember June?
...her.
Yes, who could forget June?
It's a very well-known law of physics. The hotness of one girl is directly proportional to the ugliness of her best friend.
I've made a promise to myself that I'm not going to date anyone again until June has someone special in her life.
That could be a very long time.
She's like some hideous dragon guarding the princess.
I got a plan.
Like I said, as long as she's female. Oh my God, it has whiskers. And no teeth.
She has teeth, they're just not the conventional shade.
Let's go get some sun.
Good news, I just lost my toenail.
Regent Releasing presents...
I have found the perfect guy for her.
Cheers.
You have unbelievable bone structure. Have you ever done any modeling?
He's just buttering up the freak to get to Christabel. This is your competition, my man. You are so screwed.
This Valentine's Day...
I love this song.
It stole my mojo.
Ooh, that was hard.
Yoan happens to be the devil.
Excuse me, sorry.
Open your heart...
Ever since the first grade, I thought that you were the girl that I was meant to be with.
Oh.
And close your eyes.
Sorry.
Nice. June and I don't get much action, so we take what we can get.
Paris Hilton, Joel David Moore, Christine Lakin, the hottie and the naughty.
If you give up on your dream, you die.
Are you quoting me Flashdance?
Ooh, always good to end a trailer on a Flashdance.
Reference. Very timely.
You ever seen The Hottie and the Naughty there?
I haven't. I just saw Garbage Pail Kids, the movie.
Did you?
Oh, yeah?
I've never seen it.
Oh, you guys would like it. It's one of those ranked one of the worst movies of all time.
Oh, yeah, yeah?
My son Kyle and I watched it, and we died.
Yeah.
Like we want to start doing that as a regular thing now, just looking up lists of the worst movies ever made. And,
it was Troll 2.
Have you seen Birdemic yet?
I haven't seen Birdemic.
Oh, that was pretty fun.
Me and him watched that together, and it's so bad, and like... But it like
the graphics even are just.
Do you want? Rough. Should I give away that one? The one part
he's,
where we
he's
always
not going to remember it when he watches it. Yeah.
So it's like it's terrible. It's just terrible top to bottom.
Yeah.
But also, you're not going to remember it because how terrible the chunk is before getting to this is going to wipe your mind of anything you've heard of this movie at all.
Right.
It's just fucking so weird.
It's so terrible, but like it just. It has no humor about itself.
Okay,
like it, like everyone in it's like this is serious.
Yeah.
And then like and so like. Like, we're just, like, hanging out, drinking and shit, and then there's one part where, like, this this girl goes up to a guy. She's like, "Oh, have you seen Shannon?" And the guy goes, "Yeah, she's taking a shit."
That was it. Like, just for matter of fact.
Yeah, he's like, "Yeah,
taking a shit."
Hey, you seen Shannon anywhere?
Yeah, she's taking a shit.
I was like, all right, cool. I'm glad I asked. Like, yeah, not like, yeah, she'll be right. back. Yeah. She'll be back in a minute.
It's beautiful though. I love that movie. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And then the birds just look ridiculous.
Yeah, they take like a clip art version of a bird, and it's just like the back of a bird, and all you see is it's flapping its wings, and they just copy and paste the same bird, and they use the same bird over and over.
That is, and, oh my god!
And then when like the bird like dive bombs, they add like airplane sound effects. So it's like,
it makes no sense that it wasn't supposed to be just a goofball thing, but funny. It's taken so seriously.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
it's definitely a shitty one.
Definitely, seeing. Yeah. I don't think they really. It's not like offensive or anything either.
No,
I think they try. Is the
I watched a little bit. Yeah.
Does that girl get naked? Because she is a Victoria's Secret model.
I don't remember. Maybe
I think she gets naked.
Might be, boobies in there, I guess. Then.
Uh oh.
Yeah. So maybe take a peek. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kids ask, what is it? Permission to swear?
Permission for boobs?
Permission for nudity? Is that permission for nudes? Permission for nudes here?
Great.
Well, speaking of movies,
we've got
a bit here that we've done before. Once before?
Yeah, oh, I think
okay.
so. Yeah,
okay.
One time before, and we had such a good time with it.
Yeah,
and we wanted to bring it back.
Yeah.
With you and just in general, and it's just these are movies that some people may not have heard of, been made.
That we wrote.
Yeah.
Mostly. Right.
Yeah. Trying to sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
out here in Hollywood, trying to make dreams come true.
Yeah, exactly. It's just some squeakles we're trying to sell in Hollyweird. So,
exactly. You want to kick it off?
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch here.
Big Daddy.
this one, it's a Friday the 13th, Jason Alexander the Great.
All right.
And the weird thing is, in this one, Jason tries to travel through time and clone himself at the same time. And he doesn't realize that a piece of Jason Alexander is in the other pod.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he accidentally time travels back to,
the time of Alexander the Great.
Alexander the Great.
Yeah, that's solid.
So it's pretty much Jason Alexander with a hockey mask on, and he's taller.
In a period piece.
Yeah. Somehow better looking.
right.
Just in general.
Always, yeah.
Leading an armed contingent against the people of Mesopotamia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
It's a big budget one.
He doesn't kill teenagers in this. He just kills French fries. Just kills hamburgers and French fries.
And foreign soldiers.
And foreign soldiers, of course. I mean,
right.
That's a given.
Yeah.
With observational humor sprinkled in.
Right? Yeah. Acting without acting.
I like it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. This is Tombstone 2, Cowboy Cremation.
Mm.
And I feel like a lot of people want to know, like, a lot of people died in Tombstone. And they're like, well, what? Like, when I stopped watching the movie, I'm like, well, what happened to them? They get buried? They get cremated. So it's just a movie where it's more somber. It's just kind of scene after scene of you get to see each character's body taken through the cremation process and the ashes given to a relative and sprinkle it in a special place for them. And then, then it just kind of, it ends with Wyatt to give it a little kick at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just, I think it would be one of those, it'd be a longer movie, probably like a 3-4 hour.
Mm.
Wow,
maybe
I was
even black
like
and white.
Six, yeah,
yeah. Just even, one cremation after another.
See, I don't know that much about the cremation process.
That's what's great about it.
I feel
by
like
by the end of the movie, you will.
Yeah,
and you'll have seen it several times. Right,
it's like Teletubbies.
Right,
you know,
right? Just imprinted in your brain. Yeah, repetition.
They got instead of the sun, they got the talking fire or whatever. That's a baby's face. Wait, the sun doesn't
talk.
The
kiln,
right?
The talking kiln.
Get it? Welcome, welcome. It's Monday.
Feed me your corpse.
Feed me your corpse. Daddy's hungry.
Daddy's hungry.
All right.
I would not have guessed that they would have gone with cremation back then.
That's what
I think is what makes it interesting.
That's what's going to get people. That's going to pique people's interest.
Mm-hmm. That's what'll get me in the seats.
Yeah. If it was Tombstone 2, Burying Bros, not as popular.
Yeah.
But Cowboy Cremation, you got the alliteration. And you got really, they cremated people? And then by the end of the movie, you're like, fuck, they cremated a lot of people.
Yeah, Tombstone 2.
So many people.
Thrown behind the bar. What keeps you in the seats, which is nice, is the 8 hours of actual cremation video. super informative. I'm very excited about it. How long do you think an actual cremation takes?
I don't even know.
I could ask my my neighbor home. Is he owns a funeral home.
Was he cremated? Oh, he owns a funeral home.
You know, he's a pyro.
Yeah. We used to play hide and go seek in the funeral home.
He's just a fan of pyrotechnics.
He just knows how to burn a body.
He was cremated several years ago. He's been through it.
He's been through the process.
All right. I got a sequel. It's you guys will figure it out. It's Sophie's Multiple Choice.
Mm. Ah.
So she has quintuplets this time. Okay. And oh boy.
A lot of decisions.
Yeah. Do you want to go all the above or
Or selective.
I've never seen that.
Keep A? You going to get rid of B?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's a test, you know.
Usually always, it's Scantron. Always C, isn't it? Usually?
Yeah, we're supposed to always get C.
Whoever's C.
It's like anytime someone's like, what disease does Pam Anderson have? And I'm like, I think Hep C.
Hep C.
You go with C, right? And they're like, actually, all of the above would have been the correct answer there.
All of the above.
Oh, yeah.
And she got that from the D, all of the above.
From Kid Rock?
Well, yeah, it was the D. This
oh, the Detroit, joke. My bad.
Kid Rock.
Okay,
yeah. Tommy Lee Jones probably gave her a little something, though, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I
was like, Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee.
When did she date the guy from Men in Black?
You the guy from Man in the House?
They added Jones on there, yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee, yeah.
I'm just spreading rumors. Yeah. Just spreading rumors. Yeah, you know, it wasn't Tommy Lee. It was Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, actually.
That was omitted from the tabloids. Oh, my gosh. I got this movie I'm really excited about. I think it's going to do great with the kids. Okay. It's called Night at the Museum. Shoes, shoes, shoes.
Oh, boy.
And Ben Stiller gets a guard job, you know, as usual.
Sure.
At the Holocaust Museum. There's so many shoes.
So many shoes.
And then, but the thing is, the difference with this one than the other night at the museums is the shoes come alive. And then it becomes like this odd Pixar kind of flick.
Okay.
But they're all screaming. They don't talk.
Oh, my gosh. It's dark.
The shoes just scream. Yeah, it's one. He's directing it.
Okay.
So I mean, it's an interesting take.
Ben Stiller's directing it.
Yeah, and Noah Baumbach is producing it.
Sure.
And some people are saying that it's
Yeah.
They've already released it on Criterion Collection.
It's instant classic.
It's not even in theaters yet.
All right, what do you guys think about Battlefield Earth 2?
Ooh.
This is all horseshit. Basically, it's just a kind of like a director's cut. Battlefield Earth 2 explains how Battlefield Earth 1 and all of Scientology is nonsense.
So it's like a director's cut,
right?
From a different director.
From a different director. From a director who would have never participated in Battlefield Earth because of his artistic integrity.
I like that. And it's obviously,
it's a nice misdirect because you get people in thinking like, "Well, I like Battlefield Earth. Yeah. I want to see more of that." And then they're like, "Oh, it's all nonsense. None of that. What?" And then
I think it's like you get everybody in that anybody who ever thought I liked Battlefield Earth, I want to see more of that.
Right.
And then you get Tombstone 3, more cremations. And the whole theater just is lit on fire. Because I bet you even some Scientologists think that that movie was a piece of shit.
Oh, sure.
I would hope so.
It was so bad. I'm a big fan of director's cut from different directors, though.
Yeah.
That's very funny. Quentin Tarantino's Cheaper by the Dozen.
That'd be good.
I like that.
That would be actually amazing if like directors could get a hold of old movies' original footage and recut it as they would. Just to see, like, take some shit movie, give it to Tarantino and his favorite editor, and see if like they could construct a good movie from the original footage of a shit movie. Yeah. No retakes.
No.
I like that.
That'd be fun. I'd be into that. I would watch those for sure.
I hear you, sister. My turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. It's this one is two in the pretty and the pink and one in the shitty and stink.
Oh, okay. It's like Hottie and Naughty.
Wow. So Molly Ringwald, very different role for her this time around.
Yep, she's really expanding her horizons.
Who was the director of that?
I wish I knew who directed Pretty in Pink. Is that fucking
It's the main guy.
Is that Howard? John Hughes?
John Hughes. Yeah, I was going to say that. John
But Roman Polanski is directing this set.
Oh, boy.
That makes way more sense.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me see. I've got a Indiana Jones and the Mexican nurse who keeps stealing my artifacts. This is he's pretty old now. He's in a home, and he keeps blaming his Mexican nurse for stealing all of his artifacts.
So he's old and like maybe even a little racist.
Slightly racist. Old, he spent a little racist. Too much time in the sands.
Okay. Okay.
And in the sun.
Okay.
And all right. Yeah, he's got a couple of snakes in the brain.
But, I like that.
Nice.
What do you guys think about Last of the Mohicans 2, a couple more Mohicans? And that's a movie about how they thought they found the last Mohican, but then they're like, well, there's fucking Chuck and Johnny.
Hey, guys.
And they're like, we're Mohican. And they're like, okay. All Here's right. You guys are Mohican?
John, you're Mohican?
You're Mohican?
Yeah, man, I've been saying that for years.
That's why I got the mohawk and the pelt thing.
In the wheat thing.
And the t-shirt.
And the bow and arrow. And that's why I trade the furs.
I thought it was a look. I mean, it is a look, but it's my heritage.
Nah, man, that's why I've been taking a canoe to work. That's why. Come on.
You think this is like easy for me?
No. I sleep in a teepee.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
I'm doing everything. I didn't miss a beat.
I got salmon drying out in front of the teepee, and I got my squaw is making jerky inside. Like, how far do I have to go?
What do you think? She's just involved in my weird shit too, just right. Accidentally?
We're Mohicans. There's a couple more Mohicans around.
You gotta maybe look a little farther next time.
Right.
You guys. You check one valley.
Get to know us, you know?
Check one valley.
Is this it? You guys Mohicans? Yeah, but we're just like passing through. Oh, there they are. There's the last of them.
There's the last of us. Make our movie.
Well, no, we're heading to like a family reunion, actually. It's pretty great. It's called our tribe. It's awesome. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Have you seen We Need to Talk About Kevin?
No.
It's a good movie.
You should check it out. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in a sense, it's about a school shooting.
Okay.
So the sequel would be, can we talk about Kevin now?
Oh, nice. There you
okay.
go. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I like that's good. That's good.
Look who's
that's good.
Talking about Kevin.
Oh, there we
Ooh,
go.
Two. The yeah. news. Look who's also talking about Kevin, too. Also,
that's what, yeah, yeah. That's what it
is. Yeah. I like it.
It's a good movie, though.
It's a good title.
I like it. Well, I want to just crack through maybe a couple here.
Okay.
This one,
yeah.
I'm all set. Mine all
this
suck.
This is American History Extreme.
American History Extreme. Okay.
Curb Stomp the Yarb. Oof. Yard.
Oh, my God. All
right. Oh, boy. I'm kind of glad I fucked that one up. Well, okay, so like I said, we're going to jump through a couple of these.
Yeah, white power your way through that.
Boogie Nights 2, O. Long Johnson.
Boogie Nights 2, O. Long
like
Johnson.
Okay. All shot on a ship.
On a ship.
Long John Silver, I don't know.
I'll burn my last ones.
You don't have to burn them. I was just trying to burn through
a couple of
fairly offensive ones.
I'll burn through these. Do you have more?
Oh, I have a ton more. They're not good. But
I have Forrest Gump 2, Chocolate Box is Empty.
Okay.
And this is when he gets a different lesson, that there's life is meaningless. Right?
Somebody else eats your chocolate.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Hey, what the fuck?
It's empty. Exactly.
Exactly.
It's meaningless.
That's why you felt.
And then you just hear a gunshot and the credits roll. It's a short movie. It's a short film.
So you see the feather coming down in the credits before it even gets to it.
Right in the butt towel.
You just hear.
Shot himself right in the butt towel.
Yeah. Something jumped up and bit me.
Or what about Saving Private Ryan 2? Why can't this fucking guy take care of himself?
That whole family, really.
Right, right. Why do you gotta keep saving him?
He's a private guy, is why. He keeps everything to himself.
How about the Titanic 2, everyone is still drowned? It's just kind of years later checking in. Be like, did anyone else make it? And they're like, nah, they're down there.
They're all still dead.
They're all still pretty dead. Still, let's go check. And then it's like, one by one, like, nah, he's super dead.
A corpse floats up with a necklace on its hand. It's just like... I got your necklace, lady. Stupid. Good time.
Does Celine Dion have a song in that movie?
The heart's still going.
I can't believe we're doing this movie.
Wait, what song were you just singing? Was that hers?
No,
that's Celine Dion, isn't it? And no.
That's
Whitney Houston.
Celine Dion's. It's pretty. It's
no. That's just Whitney Houston in Whiteface. singing for Titanic. We couldn't get Celine Dion. We got Whitney Houston. Oh, well, I guess she was in Whiteface quite a bit.
Cocaine. Oh, cocaine. Yeah, could have been a cocaine joke.
Could have been a cocaine joke.
That's what it was.
Yeah, these ones aren't great.
I only have one more. Castaway 2, who the fuck survives two goddamn plane crashes?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He's back like, are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you serious?
Can we just use trains again? Please. Yeah. Well, he's flying the planes now.
Oh, yeah, that's
Tom Hanks?
True. Yeah.
You mean in his new movie?
Yeah. No, real life. He's fine.
Works for Delta.
Yeah. Last time I flew for Delta.
That would be amazing to walk on just a domestic flight and your captain comes. Yeah, is that Tom Cruise? Or Tom Hanks?
Co-pilot Tom Cruise? Holy shit.
Welcome to we got Hanks the Tom Cruise's Airlines.
Don't worry, Tom Cruise is going to pop out back mid-flight and fix the plane for us.
Right, yeah.
It's crazy.
You just see him out on the wing halfway through the flight.
Just squeegee in the windows. Ah, guys.
Not even doing anything. Just
doing some risky business moves. He just slides out on the wing in his socks. You're like, wow.
People are like, oh my God, how's he doing? Scientology might be a thing.
He might be a thing.
Dude, he's not wearing boots. Those are socks.
So that's what operating Thetan Level 8 looks like. You can fucking walk on wings.
Sign me up.
Oh, shit. That's not what he used it. What was the thing he used?
Just take those old.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Shit.
Okay, right?
When you're done, you better fucking put it back on the shelf. God damn it. I hate when my records are off the shelf, guys. Got to write a song about it.
I think we might want to just leave it on that one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is the last one.
All right.
Nutty Professor 3.
Oh, boy.
Till death do us fart.
Perfect.
That's a good one.
And that's the last movie Eddie Murphy ever makes.
That would be... What,
he's not dead yet,
what if
is
he died after Norbit?
Oh.
Wouldn't that be just terrible?
It wouldn't be great.
That's your legacy to whatever age people are. You know what I'm saying? Like the younger generation. They're like,
yeah.
Who, that guy from Norbit? Fuck that guy. yeah.
Just ended on a nice...
So most of these top ones are all one person.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Push 3.
So much.
Where's the
so much.
This is the one. Wait for it.
It's like a skill saw.
Well, that wasn't even the one either.
Are those real?
Yeah. That's all
someone
one lady.
Someone you know?
No. This is some girl we saw on a World Star video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Casey had a date over it. We were watching these World Star Vine comps, and it just cuts to this girl, and it's just like it's shot, and her just ass is the full frame.
Oh my God.
And it's just this long. Drawn out, this crazy long drawn out fart for the whole video, and Casey and I start laughing our asses
so
off.
Hard.
And
so it's like a fetish.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
That does not do it for me.
No.
It's on YouTube. It does it for my laughing.
Yeah. Sure.
So it ends.
Somebody is jerking off to that exact clip.
Yeah. We're so. And then at the end, she goes,
"That's so stinky fart."
She's like German or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's a stinky fart.
And so Casey and I are just dying laughing on the couch. And we look over to this girl and she's like
stone face.
Oh,
like
God.
Not even a smile.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that the last time you ever saw her that night?
No. But she was also the youngest person in the room. So it was like, oh, we're just two old men laughing.
And you got some poor sixth grader.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You lured into the apartment.
Like, I don't even want these
to watch fart videos.
I knew what you guys were up to. Yeah.
Are you guys going to call my dad now? Just a couple more fart videos.
Let me get a ride. No. We got a couple more.
We got to watch a couple more fart videos.
A couple more fart videos.
That would be the weirdest thing where it's like the police want to do something, but they're like, well, it's technically not illegal.
He did it.
to allow someone to watch, you know, fart videos. Super creepy.
Show us on the doll where they touch you.
Well, no one touched. They didn't want to touch me. They just wanted me to watch some fart videos.
Points at her ears and eyes.
Points her nose.
Yeah. I wasn't going to pull his finger. Yeah,
no. No. That was the last straw. I wasn't going to pull that finger. God.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys.
Yes, yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being a part of it. This is the point in the episode where we try to name that episode just based on some things we've talked about. We usually try to write stuff down, but
and we're always forget
a little all over the place, having a good time. So I'm trying to think back to some of the things that really popped on here, and I'm thinking, what is it? We already had a share. We already had a share cover.
Yeah,
though.
We
I was
did.
Gonna say Share Bear, Care Bear.
Oh, that's fine.
ABBA.
We could do it again.
For the title here. If anything else is popping with you guys,
I didn't write anything down. I'm
or
sorry.
Or just something that has nothing to do with the episode
Share Bear, Care Bear.
Is good as well.
What was it? Quentin Tarantino's Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah. Okay, go with that. All right. That's good. All right, so Quentin Tarantino's Cheaper by the Dozen. You guys can look for it in theaters whenever we get it made. And on that note, Dan, thank you so much for being a part of House Sadness, the podcast again.
Yeah,
buddy. It was good having you back. And it's a little bit different of a feel this time around, but still just as weird and fun.
Exactly,
so,
man. Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of it. And then, Dan, I want you to tell everybody where they can find you, what you're up to, because you've got a ton of stuff going on right now.
Yeah, just timesuckpodcast.com is where you can find tour dates. I'll be doing a live podcast in L.A. and be doing stand-up in all over the place, L.A. as well, and all over from Michigan to Seattle to Omaha and Columbus and all over the place this fall. And then and then also has like links to like the podcast itself, which is just, you know, like all random topics. Research one thing each week. Recent episodes is like Slenderman, finding out and then Kurt Cobain, just his life and death and suicide murder conspiracy, and MK Ultra, CIA mind control experiments, the KKK, finding out why those guys are still around, what those assholes been up to, and their history.
Okay,
just, I didn't really know anything about them other than they're just weirdos, and hate mongers, and
I feel
costumes.
Like not a lot of people really delve too deep. You're like, I get the gist.
Right.
And
so I just try to dig in.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And I got coming up quick is the Iceman, Richard Kuklinski, mafia hitman.
I watched a documentary about that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna dig on him.
Movie based. There's a really good
Michael Shannon played a good.
Oh really,
Michael Shannon? Yeah.
There's a really good documentary about him on HBO, and they show how he got caught. Did you watch it?
Yeah, it's been years, but I've seen it. Yeah,
it seems like how he got caught was so comical. Like they had like an undercover guy like call him on the phone and record the conversations, and the guy was like doing this horrible like fucking accent. So he's like, "So how do you get rid of these fucking bodies, man?" And just like it sounded so fake. And like the only reason the ice killer like he confessed, the only reason that he like told him this shit because he was gonna kill the guy. He's like, I thought he was really fucking annoying, so I was gonna kill him, and then
hilarious,
he got caught. Yeah.
Oh
wow.
But, like literally, if you listen to the like the phone calls, it sounds so fake. It's hilarious.
That's wild.
Yeah. The guy was crazy.
Yeah.
I've never really heard about him at all. I just watched that movie. Shannon's great.
Shannon's fantastic.
I love him. Yeah, I didn't know him
completely.
Yeah. Shannon's amazing.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Go check out timesuckpodcast.com. Go on Amazon Prime, you guys, and check out Don't Wake the Bear. It's Dan's new album. You don't have that thing going yet. Go to housesadness.com, of course. Check this out. Go to moistjunk.com. Go get some hot dog t-shirts and everything like that. And find me at Jacob Allen Kuban. Dan, where can they find you on
Social media? Social media? Is Time Suck Podcast on all the handles. This is the handle for all of it.
Okay,
cool.
Nice.
And then
Casey_Sattard. That's it.
Cool.
That's it? That's all you want? All right, guys. Well, hang loose and
jerk off.
And the audio is
running around the neighborhood. Majority of Jinx said the groom's a town on me because he ate the rice. It was well intentioned, but